last spring.
Something you embraced when given the opportunity? Or
yeah, another thing I can help the team out with. So, and I'm with the other specialists more than anyone else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good
makes
time.
Sense.
Yeah,
makes sense. But Mike's got a heck of a streak going here in terms of PATs. Talk about that, and obviously, I mean, you're the new guy in the equation here.
Yeah.
The importance of keeping that thing going.
Yeah, Mike's a great kicker. I just came in, took some getting used to, really learning his speed and how he likes the ball. But I think we've come a long way together.
What's the key to making that work? From your perspective, what do you have to do to put him in a position where he's comfortable?
As long as I'm hitting the spot and with the right tilt, he doesn't really care too much about laces, but thus far, Casey Kreider's been giving me money snaps all year, so he's making my job a lot easier.
As a punter, what's going on? I know obviously you have a normal kind of formation that you see a lot in the NFL, but what goes through your mind when you see some of the teams you go up against with the type of formations they have, whether it be a swinging gate or like what you saw last weekend with Western Michigan doing
Rugby style is really different. I haven't seen that in a while, but I usually just try to focus on what I have to do, and especially for our punt, Q is going to handle any protection, so I just try and get the ball off, get out as far as high as possible.
Now, when you're in practice, how often is Cavante actually returning them on you as opposed to?
He'll usually go about 20 yards, never like a full return to the end zone, though.
Never a situation where you find yourself suddenly having to go and try and, like, at least go up to him.
Yeah, I'll go up to him, just kind of play leverage, but no really full hits out of me.
So what was going through your mind then last Saturday when you see him out there and he's not only just returning one punt, but two?
Yeah, that was incredible. I was on the sideline. I was just like, no, this isn't going to happen again. Next thing I know, I'm grabbing my helmet and running out for another PAT.
Is that sort of like a different feeling when you're not the punter that's happening to you and all of a sudden?
Yeah, I'd much rather see our guys run it back than the other team. So,